This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me.
Hello?
Hi. I don't have very much time. We were listening for the code, and we didn't hear the code, but we've been listening, and now, like, the fourth song's playing. I need the code quick.
You don't have much time? Like, are you sick? Like, you don't have much time left,
no,
like, in your life?
The entry goes away in, like, a few seconds on the app.
Are you feeling okay? Because, like, you know, we don't know how much time we're given in this world, and sometimes we feel like our time is fleeting, but we actually have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Actually, my time is up. You let it flee.
Oh, I let it fleet?
Yeah, you let it bed bug. You let it rest.
Bed bug?
No, you said flee.
Oh, sure. Flee.
Bed
bugs.
Flee.
I'll give you the word. I tell you what. I have another word that you can enter in until 5:30. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great.
I'm just going to spell it to you because it's a very difficult word. It's not a very common word in the English language.
It's not flea, is it?
No, definitely not. It's spelled S-U-G-O-N.
Okay.
I'm sorry, O-N. That's S-U-G-O-N-D-E-E-Z.
Yeah, I'm going to need to get my pastel out for that. Give me a second.
Sure.
Yeah. We don't have much time.
Car, so.
We
don't have a lot of time. Our time is fleeting here.
Okay, one more time.
S-U-G.
O-N-D.
O-N-D as in dog?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay.
E-E-Z. Now
E-E-Z.
Just read it back to me. You don't have to spell it. Just read it back to me so I can make sure you got the right word.
Okay. That's fucking funny. That's funny.
Thank
Check
you.
On D's?
That's correct.
What can you just tell us the station that you were trying to call?
102.5 in Lubbock, Texas.
The Bones.
102.5 The Bone in Lubbock, Texas. How long have you been listening to The Bone in Lubbock, Texas?
Since way too long.
Oh man. What's your favorite radio personality on 102.5 KZII in Lubbock, Texas?
The Bone.
Kiss
Bobby
FM.
Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Dude, I will.
The interesting
Bobby,
phenomenon.
This happened in the parking lot a couple days ago. A guy was out there, and he was like, what station are you on? I was like, 102.5, and he was like, Bobby Bones!
Bobby Bones, yeah.
Hell yeah, love the whole crew, man.
Here's such an interesting phenomenon, young lady. And you sound super nice, and I'm sorry that we had a little fun with you.
What is the name of that one?
They're Kiss FM 102.5. There's nothing even.
Is it a country station?
It is. Top 40.
It's not a country station.
Yeah, top 40.
So it's pop.
So then, where is Bobby Bones come into play? Because he's not even on that station.
Is he on that station?
He is. They play him. Play Bobby Bones in the Bobby Bones show on the station. Yeah.
On Kiss 102.5 FM, which is a top 40 station, not a country station.
It's not a country station. No. They play the Bobby Bones show on.
I hate to say that you're wrong, but I bet you that you're wrong.
I'm looking right now at the lineup on air.
Anyways, okay. Well, then how do I know the Bobby Bones show?
So that's on my other station.
So there has been a terrible. Yeah. There's been a terrible mix-up, huh?
And you know the weird mix-up, young lady, is that we are 102.5 The Bone in Tampa, Florida, and we have a $1,000 giveaway as well. But we,
I I called the number. Oh, the bone.
The bone.
It does say the bone on here.
It does.
But this is the radio that I like listen to, and this is the app that I play on.
Where did you get the number from which you called? Where did you actually get that number?
From the app that the radio station had me download.
When did the radio station have you download it?
When was that?
Last week.
And have you been listening to the station on the app?
Yes, and on the radio. Well, actually, this station plays a different song than what's playing on our radio.
But, man, I want to get to the bottom of this because it's interesting because something has gone terribly awry. Because we're a talk station. We don't play any music. So if you have our app.
Let me look.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bone app.
It says 102.5, the Bone.
App.
But it didn't say to get the app on the radio station 102.5 in Lubbock.
Yeah, but they said to get the app on 102.5 in Lubbock, Texas.
And by the record, that's not a CMG station.
What, the 102.5
no.
in Lubbock, Texas?
No,
is there a 102.5 in Lubbock? Oh, so the 102.5 in Lubbock, Texas is Kiss FM.
Yes, and it's a town square.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they said download the app, 102.5, so we went to the app. Store and typed in 102.5, and this is that that popped up.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at their app right now. Hold on one second. It says download our app. Yeah, no, their app says 102.5 Kiss FM, all the hits, and our app is 102.5 The Bone, the talk radio station.
So they're doing the same contest y'all are.
Kind of.
Yeah, except, and they're like, the keyword for your app is accepting their entries.
Whoa.
Well, we can't tell you now because the time passed, but what was
it's fine.
Know, she didn't know there
were. Did you put a keyword in it too?
They're giving numbers out on theirs and you're doing words.
Yeah, but your app is accepting our numbers.
Oh,
that's
man.
Weird.
I'm so confused. you know what? Maybe it's destiny that we happen to reach each other, and I'm really glad you called. Thank you. Yeah, if you like talk radio, we do a lot of talk here about some fun stuff.
Tell.
You guys, TikTokers? Are you on the TikTok?
Yes.
What do you think about the fact that Joe Biden just signed into law that the TikTok has to either sell or they're going to get shut down in America?
We're out of a job.
I think that is ludicrous. I think it's against our First Amendment. And I think you cannot do that because number one, it's not a monopoly. You know, I mean, Facebook does the same thing.
What do you say to the people that say this is Chinese owned and China as a whole wants nothing but bad for us? And if need be, they would utilize the software to hack into Americans' phones. What do you say to those people?
I agree with those people as well. But
China makes iPhones.
But the thing is that Americans as a whole, you know, need to step up for their kids or, you know, their parents or whoever is, you know, blindly, you know, just TikToking and you know, and make their own decisions and, you know, their own parameters.
Hell yeah.
I don't think it's China's fault.
Damn.
You know, that Americans are not making their own decisions.
Finally, on what OnlyFans may I find the two of you and all of the naughty, dirty, naked stuff that you do together?
Everywhere.
Thank you.
They did have that vibe.
Yeah.
Man. Wow. So I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and I don't know if the guy is completely local. His name is Adam Francisco. He seems to be, I would say, I'm trying to see what his bio says. Ex-Democrat, now nuclear MAGA. Pronouns, poppy. Hashtag Trump 2024, Mexican-American legal immigrant.
Okay? Yep.
He's also Jewish.
That's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. So he posted this video yesterday. I'll play the audio, and then we'll get to the nuts and bolts.
All right, yeah.
Guys, so I went to Jimmy John's today to order a sandwich wearing my cowboy Trump hat as well as my Unborn Lives Matter shirt. And this guy...
That was Unborn Lives Matter, by the way. Unborn Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Hey, my cashier, look what he wrote on my sandwich. Abortion is healthcare.
I don't believe it, by the way. I think that he's making this whole
Donald Trump.
Oh.
So to be honest, number one, I don't feel comfortable eating this anymore. So Jimmy John's the company. Is this appropriate for your employees to be this political that they can write political slogans on food? That's, to me, that's crazy. You know, I'm a customer in public. Employees of a corporation should not be doing this to their customers, because this sandwich is now going to go in the garbage and I'm going to request a refund because I'm not eating it.
He does, by the way, he's detailed his whole interaction since this with Jimmy John's. So he's been in contact with them, and we can build up to the details on what happened there. But he wore a very aggressive shirt, and I mean, depending on who you are, you might think the hat is aggressive as well. Is it okay or not okay if you are working, and this is a step past a comment because he wrote on a sandwich, but to comment on a customer's aggressive political shirt?
You're giving that customer exactly what he wants, but you should be giving him exactly what your company tells you to give him, which is great customer service, no matter his political beliefs.
It is crazy because, like, to me, that shirt is about as aggressive as you can get a statement out in public. And I mean, just to be accosting the eyes of strangers with that, I feel like you're walking out of your house looking for a fight.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I mean, maybe writing on the sandwich was one step too far, but I feel like in this world, if you wear that shirt out of your house, you are inviting a conversation.
Yep.
And kind of, how big of a pussy are you to wear that shirt out in public and then throw a temper tantrum when somebody does something that disagrees with it? And maybe writing on the sandwich was one step too far, because now you've taken what could have been a debate or a conversation, and you have taken it to the actual piece of food that you're serving. Because it says, just so you know, it said, abortion is healthcare, FDT, meaning F Donald Trump.
Right.
Wrote on the sandwich. I understand that you got to do right by you're just working a job, but I somehow feel like the antagonizing nature of the shirt trumps, no pun intended, your ability to give customer service. Like, I think if she would have said, like, if the person hands him his sandwich and goes, you know what, man, abortion is healthcare. Like, is that too far?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say anything. Now, what you can do there is tell your manager, I'm not comfortable waiting on this person. You're going to have to get someone else, because if I wait on him, I'm going to have to say something.
Yeah, I think in having worked in customer service or you know, at least hospitality, I guess I get it. It's just something about somebody going out into the world with something
so inflammatory.
I'm not, like, have zero comment on the content of the shirt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's probably a chance that the shirt is whatever. I just think, on that topic, to go into public with a shirt, putting your flag in front of everybody's face that has to look at you, and then running to social media and crying because somebody had the gall to comment back, it just feels weird. It just feels like you looked for a fight and you didn't appreciate the type of fight you got back.
Yeah, and you're picking on someone who you know or think can't comment back on your shirt. It's like you're rubbing in their face,
yeah,
and almost bullying.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the dynamic that I haven't been able to put into words yet, is that the fact that maybe the people who can't work there shouldn't say anything makes it worse. Because it's almost, look, I'm going to give you this very extreme, almost parody version of my opinions right in front of your face, and you can't do anything or say anything back, or I'm going to go to your boss and try to get you in trouble. Yeah, which now, sucks. People said that he should go get get the sandwich tested, because he said he didn't eat it.
Yeah.
So you want me to tell you what happened, or you want to wait a minute before I tell you what happened to Jimmy John's?
Drew Garbo live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, Zach from the Dirty Bird.
What up, ZDB?
Lil Spoon.
Hey, I think you guys touched on it great with this Jimmy John's guy. You're totally inviting conflict wearing a shirt like that. And if you're going to wear it like that and make a statement, you got to be able to have at least a debate. You know, if you're capable as a human of doing that, you might have too much emotion, too much ego to be able to handle such a discussion. But, you know, yeah, you guys said it best. He's just kind of hiding like a little crybaby. And it's That's not okay.
And keep in mind, from my perspective, this has nothing to do with the actual content of the shirt. If you had the exact polar opposite, whatever the most extreme version you could put on a shirt of the opposite opposing viewpoint, and it went exactly the same way, and the guy had a Biden 2024 hat on, I think every single rule applies. This has absolutely nothing to do with the argument itself. It has to do with, you know, letting your opinions be so loudly known while not being able to handle the opinions of others. And I just, maybe they shouldn't have wrote on the sandwich.
Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Hello, Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. How can I help you?
Yeah, you know, this leads to, unfortunately, the loss of freedom of speech. That's what it leads to. That's where we're going. We're going down this path where we're losing freedoms slowly but surely. And if we lose the freedom of speech, then what are we going to have? We're going to be a bunch of puppets.
Are you speaking of the Jimmy John's? Are you speaking of the Jimmy John's situation?
I'm speaking more towards what you guys were talking about earlier with the social media.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are social media platforms. There's one out there now that I don't know if you guys are familiar with, Rumble.
That's why I watch Power Slap fights. They all take place on Rumble. Hell of a platform.
And there you go, John. You'll probably be watching the UFC on there soon. But the bottom line is this guy Chris, who runs Rumble, he's actually batting against Australia, France, Brazil. All those countries have sent him orders to either censor his creators or take off some of the creators' content. And he said no. Cool. So I'm telling you, we're on a slippery slope.
I think that by saying that, you're not really making a fair comparison, because I believe that Chris dude lives in Sarasota. He's an American man. He owns the entire company. TikTok is owned by a company that is run by the government of China. So I think trying to compare an American dude owning a platform to trying to make sure that China doesn't have their hands in our business is two completely different things. Personally,
I agree with what John said.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, John. What I'm trying to point out, though, is the companies that own the big platforms like YouTube, they're known for shadow banning.
Yeah, they are.
They're allowed to. They're privately owned.
Go ahead. What's that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
727-579-1025. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Why that button's not working?
Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
This is Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Very well. Thank you. Is it okay or not okay for an employee not to be able to express themselves when they see an aggressively confrontational political shirt?
So I agree with you guys. I'd go the passive-aggressive route. I would maybe give that guy a little bit less meat and maybe skip out some of the toppings that he had on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it would be cool to tell everybody that they're an idiot and you disagree with them, but
yeah.
I'd say extra lettuce, right?
And ooh, maybe even heat it up. Yeah, nobody wants extra lettuce.
I will say, man, Jimmy John's, their spicy peppers are a sleeper sexy ingredient, and now they have the spicy pepper ranch, where it's like they took their spicy peppers and like blended it up with ranch. It's really, really nice. So here's the guy. This is the update, I think, today.
Yeah.
I was contacted by somebody at Jimmy John's corporate. The first thing they did was transfer me to a senior person. They heard of the video and apologized. I gave them my email to pass along to the franchise owner and will now wait to hear back. I told them my goal was never to destroy a brand or anyone's livelihood, but to share the real experiences that happened to Trump supporters. I told her that my audience told me to get the sandwich lab tested for foreign substances, but that I have no intentions of doing that. I also told her that I would like a refund for this to be resolved amicably so I can post a follow-up video sharing how Jimmy John stepped up and did the right thing. I also said that I did not want the employee fired, but a reprimand and a retraining would be enough. That's the update for now. The sandwich still sits in my refrigerator.
Somewhat like a little gaslighting situation, but
maybe. I mean, that's it really. And I don't know. I just feel like, and again, I think he's also, yeah, gaslighting, I guess, would be the term. But to go out with stuff like that, and then when someone has the gall to respond to go, this is what us Trump supporters have to deal with. Like, when you take a controversial situation and you scream your opinion from the mountaintop, half of the country is going to disagree with you. That is the world that we live in.
Right.
No matter what side of the aisle is on, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, if you make it so well known, bunch of people are going to disagree with you. And what, they should now be silent? You should have the voice to share your opinion with your shirt, but nobody can say anything back? And that's what, somehow infringing on your rights?
Great point, John.
And trust me, I own the hat. It's a great hat.
Drew Garber live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, it's Dave.
Hey, Steve. What's up?
Dave, but I know it sounds like Steve.
Sorry, Dave.
Anyway, Steve. I kind of agree with you, John. However, I mean, it's a private business, so if I teed off on someone that I didn't agree with whatever they're wearing, I think I would expect to get fired, you know, and as a restaurant owner, which I'm not, but if I was, I would absolutely fire any employee that interacted negatively in any way with a customer, save for trying to protect someone from physical harm or something.
What if you're a restaurant owner and they came to you and said, hey, I'm not really comfortable with the shirt that this guy is wearing. You know, would you ask him to leave? Would you?
No, I would maybe suggest, I'd probably wait on that person myself or try to get someone else to wait on them. I would respect the employee's opinion, but I'd say, you know, this is the world, man. You can't hide from the world, and you're going to see all kinds of people. And when they walk through these doors, they're customers. I don't care.
Yeah, he brings up a good point. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, and I do get it. I do really, truly understand that you cannot do that. I think there's just something about the boldness of walking into society clearly looking for a debate, and then when you find a little pushback, you know, what would have happened, like, I don't know. I can't think of another scenario where a person just comes up to him and has a problem with it, but I imagine if they did, he'd post about that as well, and there might not be a company at the end of it. But yeah, I really, really thought that Jimmy John's was super right-leaning, and because we talked about him for something else, and they are. I found this list. Companies you should boycott if you truly despise Donald Trump. Number 7 on the list. The bread is fresh, but the morals of the company have gone stale. A billionaire founder of the popular sandwich chain donated more than $100,000 to Trump's reelection bid.
Oh.
So it's also like in the midst of where do they really stand? Like, I don't think the company is not an ally of this guy at their core. So who knows?
Your phone cleanse, John.
Hey,
all right,
guys.
Everyone, tell us what you think.
What are you going to do? Hey. Ask political questions? Employees? What are you going to do, John? I'm going to hang
out. What was the question? What did he say?
How many people are on?
A lot.
But what did he say?
He asked, what are you going to do? Ask political questions of your employees.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, whether that guy wants to realize it or not, he did. I don't know if he meant the boss, but when you walk up to a person wearing an Unborn Lives Matter shirt, you are saying to them, what do you think of my shirt?
Right.
What do you think of this topic? I mean, so I don't know if he meant the owner or not. Again, whatever side of it you're on, it doesn't really matter. It's just planting your flag in public so boldly on a hot button issue that gets people riled up.
Just get your sandwich and get the hell out of my store.
Seriously.
It's a big day for Tampa Bay today in history. 50 years ago, a monumental day, and we'll tell you what it is on the 5:30 fun fact of the day. Don't forget, a cat named Mo comes your way at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, another blazing Florida summer is just around the corner. But you can beat the heat with our buddies at Climate Design Home Services. They really know their stuff, and they stand behind this radio program. Climate Design has installed heating and cooling systems, including Train, in Tampa Bay since 1973. So you know that they haven't been sticking around so long because they're not doing things right. Sorry for the double negatives. My point is they're doing a lot of things right in those 50 years. You might know Climate Design best because they deliver the cool all year round. They also specialize in electrical and plumbing services. So if you clogged up your drain, broke your water heater, Climate Design will come to the rescue 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Climate Design has your back with special offers as well. From now through May 31st, take advantage of generous rebates from Train and Climate Design on a new AC system. You might save up to $2,600. If you want more info, go to climatedesign.com. That's climatedesign.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.